I thought we played really well first half and were good value for our 1-0 lead, but unfortunately we conceded a goal so early in the second half that gave Spurs some momentum and enabled them to score two more goals. But I thought towards the end of the game we came back very strongly and were actually dominating the game in the final stages.
What have you said to the players after that? Must be quite tired, had a lot of games this season, haven't you?
Yeah, but I don't think that showed in the game. I think we were playing against a good team today and I think that we matched them pretty well throughout the game. We just paid the price for a couple of mistakes and they were punished by people scoring magnificent goals. You know, the first goal came from a free kick, which wasn't necessary to give away, but Bentley then punished us with a superb free kick. And then the second one across to the back post and again a fantastic strike from Pavlyuchenko from a very acute angle outside the near post, and that's the sort of quality, I'm afraid, that wins matches. And I don't think that if you look at the football played between the two penalty boxes in the 90 minutes and even the number of strikes and the number of opportunities the team's created, we were behind Tottenham.
What was the thinking behind taking off Bobby Zamora?
He was sick. So there wasn't any thoughts about taking him off. It was doubtful whether he could continue at half-time with the stomach cramps and the problems he was suffering. He wanted to continue and actually made a brave show of it, but it was just a question really of how long we could leave him on for. Had we not been 2-1 and then 3-1 down, we'd have taken him off a lot earlier.
Was he sick before the game?
No, during the first half. During the first half.
Alcohol?
I don't know. We'll have to see what the problem is. It's a stomach problem and hopefully it's not a serious one, but I couldn't possibly say at the moment.
This is related to, because you had Risa and I think David Elmer laid up as well, weren't they?
I hope not. No, I sincerely hope not, because they were laid up for a long period of time and they were very seriously ill. In fact, one of them spent 2 days in a hospital on a drip, so I sincerely hope it's not that. But I couldn't say.
So he was actually sick out on the pitch during the first half, you say?
He felt sick and he spent the half-time interval in the toilet, and but he was passed fit by the medical people to go out and play in the second half, but it didn't seem to me that he had the energy in the second half they had in the first.
If he had scored, he had that chance at the end of the first half, didn't he? If he'd scored that, that could have changed the whole process.
Yeah, it was a wonderful attack, but it wasn't a great chance, unfortunately. The ball was held up a little, stood up a little bit. It was the right thing to do. It was a very good move, and Gary did well to stand the ball up at the back post, but he stood up a little bit too high, and Bobby couldn't get enough power. He couldn't get above the ball to head it downwards. So I don't think anyone would have actually scored that goal chance. I've just witnessed an unbelievably exciting cup tie. I've experienced a cup tie where I think the quality of the play from both teams was outstanding. I can only congratulate Tottenham on their victory and wish them well, but I really do think that we gave more than a good account of ourselves this evening, and on another evening it could easily have been us going through. And at this moment in time I can't turn my thoughts to a league game on Saturday, because my mind is still far too immersed in the match that I've just seen played.